永恆能夠來到弟兄姊妹當中，
弟兄姊妹見面。
You know, we are living at the end of the end days.
我們現在活在末後的一個最末後的時間。
So it is very appropriate that we should turn to the last book in the Bible.
所以十分的適合，我們來轉去聖經的最後一卷書。
The book of Revelation.
啟示錄。
So will you please turn to Revelation chapter 1.
请大家打开启示录第一章。
We read from verse 9.
我由第九节开始读。
From verse 20.
我由第九节读到第二十节。
Revelation chapter 1, verse 9.
启示录第一章第九节。
I, John, your brother.And fell partaker in the tribulation and kingdom and patience in Jesus, was in the island called Patmos, for the word of God and for the testimony of
Jesus.
I became in the spirit on the Lord's day, and I heard behind me a great voice, as of a trumpet, saying,
主当主日，我被圣灵感动，听见在我后面有大声音如吹号说。
But thou seest write in a book, and send to the seven assemblies, to Ephesus and to Smyrna and to Pergamos and to Thyatira.And to Sardis, and to Philadelphia, and to Laodicea.
你所學見的，當寫在書上，撒去以弗所、士每拿、別加摩、推雅推拉、撒迪、菲拉傑菲、魯底加那七個教會。
And I turned back to see the voice which spoke with me, and having turned, I saw seven golden lampstands.
我轉過身來。要看是谁发声与我说话，既转过来，就看见七个金灯台。
And in the midst of the seven lampstands, one like the Son of Man, clothed with a garment reaching to the feet, and girded about at the breast with a golden girdle.
灯台中间有一位好像人子，身穿长衣，直垂到脚，胸间束着金带。
His head and hair white like white wool as snow, and his eyes as a flame of fire.
他的头如白皆白，如白羊毛如雪，眼目如火焰。
And his feet like fine brass as burning in a furnace, and his voice as the voice of many waters.
脚好像在炉中锻炼光明的铜。聲音如動水的聲音。
And having in his right hand seven stars, and out of his mouth a sharp two-edged sword, going forth, and his countenance as the sun shines in his power.
他右手拿着七星，从他口中出来一把两刃的利剑，面貌如同烈日放光。
And when I saw him,I fell at his feet as dead, and he laid his right hand upon me, saying, Fear not, I am the first and the last, and the living one.
我一看就伏倒在他脚前，像死了一样。他用右手按着我说，不要惧怕，我是首先的，我是末后的。
And I became dead, and behold, I am living to the ages of ages, and have the keys.Of death and of age.
又是那男也活的，我曾死过，现在又活了，直活到永永远远，并拿着死亡和阴间的钥匙。
Write therefore what thou hast seen, and the things that are, and the things that are about to be executed.
所以你要把所看见的和现在的事，并将来之前的事都写出来。
The mystery of the seven stars.Which thou hast seen on my right hand, and the seven golden lampstands, the seven stars are angels of the seven assemblies, and the seven lampstands are seven assemblies.
论到你所看见的，我右手中的七星和七个金灯台的奥秘。
Dear Heavenly Father, we want to thank
you.
Then it is thy good prayer that we should gather together this morning. We do want to see thy beloved Son. We do want to exalt his name. And we ask that thy Holy Spirit would breathe upon thy written word and reveal thy Son in us. That we may worship him and love him, and give glory to thy name. We ask in his precious name.
Amen.
The Apostle John was the last of the 12 apostles still living towards the end of the first century. And for the word of God and for the testimony of Jesus, he was exiled by Emperor Domitian to the island of Patmos.
他被羅馬的海撒放逐在白摩海島。
Now Patmos is a small island in the Aegean Sea.
Patmos是一個很小的島在Aegean Sea的海那裡。
And the Apostle John was exiled to that small island.
約翰就被放逐去到這個小小的島上面。
Most likely he was put into hard labor. He was already an old man. But on the Lord's day, it seemed that he was free. So let us imagine that this aged John. That he sat on a rock. And he set his face towards the sea. Because if it was a clear day, he could see the coastline of the Roman province of Asia.
他就能够看见罗马帝国在亚洲亚细亚的沿海的省份。
You know, before he was exiled to the island,
你知道当他被放逐到白摩海岛之前,
he labored in the churches in the Roman province of Asia.
他是在罗马帝国的亚细亚的省份来服侍主。
So naturally, when he was free,
很自然的，如果他有自由的时候,
he would look longingly across the sea towards that coastline. He could faintly see some of the cities there. You know, usually on the Lord's day, he would be with the believers there.
你知道通常他在主日他会和那里的信徒同一同,
and he labored very faithfully.
他十分忠心的来到在那里劳苦.
But now he was exiled.
现在他被放逐了.
He was cut off.
他被同等姊妹来到分开了.
So probably he was thinking,
所以我可能喺度咁谂。
I wonder what happened to these Christians.
啊，我唔知道嗰啲嘅弟兄姊妹，嗰啲信基督徒会点样样咧
？I was not able to be with them.
啊，我唔能够同佢一齐。
Now who will take care of them?
啊，边个会嚟看顾佢哋咧？
What will be their conditions now?
佢哋依家嘅情况系点样样咧
？And as she was meditating,
啊，当佢咁样嘅默想嘅时候
，He was in the spirit.
啊，佢就喺灵嘅里面。
And then he suddenly heard a voice behind him.
啊，佢突然间就听到声音喺个后边嚟到讲。
And the voice is like a trumpet.
啊，嗰个声音好似吹号嘅声音。
Say that what you have seen, write to the seven churches in Asia.
佢就你所睇见嘅，你要写书上面嚟到去寄去啊亚细亚嘅七个教会。
So he turned around，
啊佢转转头嚟睇
，trying to see the voice that he heard，
啊佢想睇下嗰个同佢讲说话嘅人。
And as he turned around，
啊当佢转转头嚟睇嘅时候
，he saw a vision，
啊佢就睇见一个异象。
He saw seven golden lampstands，
佢睇见七个嘅金灯台。
And in the midst of these lampstands stood one like the Son of Man.
在这个金灯台当中有一位好像是人子的。
Now this is what we usually call the Patmos vision.
我们这个通常来讲这个拔摩海岛的意象。
And this vision was given to John.
这个意象是给约翰的。
But not just for himself,
但不是单单给他,
because he was commanded to write to the seven churches in Asia.
因为他被吩咐是将他看见的写书信来到给七个教会。
So in other words, this vision is also for the churches.
换句话来讲，这封书信也是给教会的。
And if it is for the seven churches in Asia at the first century,
这个意象是给第一世纪的七个的教会。
Then certainly it is also for us who are now in the 21st century.
肯定也是给我们今天在21世纪的。
Now, what is the vision that he was given to see at that time?
他所看见的意象是什么呢？
It was the vision of seven golden lampstands.
这个意象是七个的金灯台。
With the one like the Son of Man,in the midst of these lampstands.
有一位好像人子的就在这个金灯台当中。
You know, lampstands in the Bible stands for the church.
你知道灯台在圣经里面来到是代表教会。
Because in verse 20,
因为第二十节
God explained it to us.
神就解释给我们听了。
He said the seven lampstands are the seven churches.
他就说七个金灯台就是七个教会。
Now the churches are lampstands.
七个教会或者是金灯台。
You know, in some of the English Bible, you'll find the seven lamps.
有这个英文圣经是讲七盏的灯。
But strictly speaking, these are lampstands.
但严格来讲，这里是讲到灯台。
Now lampstands and lamps are a little different.
灯台和灯是有点点的分别。
Because lampstand is that thing that holds up the lamp.
因为灯台是举起个灯的。
You know, it is not the lamp itself.
灯台不是灯本身。
It is not the light.
不是个光。
But it is the light holder.
是承载个光的。
Now why do you need a lampstand?
为什么你需要一个灯台呢？
Because when you lift the light up, then it will shine wider and broader.
咁佢就能够照得更高更远啦。
Now that is what the church is.
教会应该就系咁嘅。
The church, strictly speaking, is not the light.
教会本身唔系个灯。
Our Lord Jesus, He is the light.
我哋嘅主先系个光。
He said, "I'm the light of the world."
主话我系世界嘅光。
He that walks in me will not be in darkness.
行喺我里边嘅，佢唔系喺黑暗嘅里面。
But shall see the light of life.
能够见到生命嘅光。
So our Lord Jesus is the light that shines over the whole world.
所以我哋嘅主就系个光嚟到照亮全世界噶。
And the church is this light holder.
但系教会就呢个灯台系
会照亮
全光噶。
We lift up Christ Jesus.
我哋活出基督耶稣
，that He may be known.Throughout the whole world.
以致整个世界的人都能够认识佢。
You know, the church does not preach itself.
教会不是传递自己。
The church preaches Christ.
教会是传递是基督。
You know, whenever the church tries to speak of itself, something is very, very wrong.
如果教会来到是传讲自己，那就有些是很错很错。
Because the church is only the instrument for the light.
因为教会只有一个工具是为着这个光的。
And then you see, these lampstands, there are seven of them.
我们看见这个灯台是有七个。
Why? Because they represent the seven churches in Asia.
因为这个代表亚细亚的七个教会。
Now you know the area is not Asia, it's a continent.
我们知道亚细亚不是亚细亚是一个州。
Asia here actually is Asia Minor.
这里所讲的是亚细亚。
It is the Roman province of Asia.
那是亚洲的罗马帝国的省份。
And in the Roman province of Asia,
在罗马帝国的省份里面
there were a number of churches towards the end of the first century.
在第一世纪末的时候那里还是有一些教会。
Actually, there were more than seven.
其实多过七个。
But,The Spirit of God purposely chose seven of them.
但圣灵是特别的来到拣选这个七个来讲。
Because the seven of them could represent all the churches.
因为这七个教会能够代表一切的教会。
All the conditions of the churches you could see in these seven churches.
在所有教会里面的特征都能够从这七个教会里面能够看见。
Not only at the end of the first century,
不单只是第一世纪末,
but even at the beginning of the 21st century.
甚至在21世纪初。
So it is a general picture of the church in general.
所以这个是所有教会的一个普遍的图画。
And then you find it is golden lampstand. Now, brothers and sisters, if you remember Exodus, you know when Moses was commanded to build a tabernacle, and in the tabernacle there was a place called the holy place. And in the holy place there were certain furniture. And one of the furniture is the golden lampstand. In the whole tabernacle, there are only two pieces of furniture that are made completely of gold.
所以只有两件的物件是完全用金来做的。
Now, can you tell me what are these two?
你能不能告诉我这是哪两样呢？
Any young brothers and sisters can tell me?
有没有年轻的弟兄姊妹能告诉我呢？
You know, in the tabernacle, there are many furniture. There in the outer court, you have the altar. Now, what was the altar made of? And then, of course, when you enter in the holy place,
当你进入圣所里面的时候
you have three pieces of furniture.
你有三件的物件
you have the golden altar of incense.
你有金香坛
and you have the golden table of showbread.
你有这个金的桌子，还有做陈设饼的
and you have the golden lampstand.
你有个金灯台
but.Only the golden lampstand is made all of gold.
但其中只有金灯台是全个用金做的。
The other you have wood there.
其他的物件里面是有木的。
Then you enter into the holiest of all.
你进到至圣所里面的时候。
And you can see the ark there.
你就能够看见个约柜了。
The ark is made of wood. But overlay inside and outside with gold. Now, what are the two pieces that are made of pure gold and nothing else? Any young brother or sister can tell me? Well, you already know what that is, the golden
lampstand.
What is the other piece? The mercy seat. You know, only the mercy seat and the lampstand, they are of pure gold. Now, what is the mercy seat? Well, if you read Romans, chapter 3, you should know. But unfortunately, some does not use the word Moses. They use the word appreciation. But in the original, it is mercy. God has set for Christ Jesus as the mercy
seat.
So our Lord Jesus, He is the mercy seat. And He is of pure gold. Because He is God. Then you can have another piece. That is a golden lampstand. It is also of pure gold. Now let's speak of the church. Now gold in the scripture represents divine nature. God's nature is like gold. Precious above all. Imperishable. Full of glory. Now that is God's nature. And our Lord Jesus is one with God. He is God Himself. So His nature is gold. There is no mixture there. And then you find the church. Strange to say, it is made purely of gold. Now, when we think of the church, we think of the church as composed of men. And man in the scripture is represented by wood. So we would think that the church is made up of wood. Maybe overlaid with gold. Now that's what it should be. But strangely, the Bible says the lampstand is of pure gold. Nothing but gold. There is a real meaning. Because the church is to be like Christ. The church is to be nothing but Christ Himself. All our human impurities have been eliminated. And we are transformed and conformed to the image of Christ. So it is pure gold. Now only pure gold lampstand can uphold that light. And when that light shines, it reflects upon the gold and magnifies the light. So that is what the church is. in the sight of God.
在神的眼里面,
in spiritual reality,
在神的眼实在,
the church is a golden lampstand.
教会应该更灯台。
There is no mixture there.
啊，嗰个冇杂质。
Not only no mixture of the world,
啊，冇世界掺杂落去。
But no mixture of the flesh.
啊，更加冇人冇肉体嘅嘅掺杂。
But it is purely of God, of Christ.
你话完全属于神，属于主嘅。
So here you find,
啊，喺呢个我哋睇到
嘅 vision,
喺呢个宇宙里面
，John saw seven golden lampstands.
啊，系神睇见七个嘅灯台。
Now on earth, you have the seven churches.
在教会里面有七个的有七个的教会。
But before God, there are seven golden lamps.
但在神面前是有七个金灯台。
In other words,
换句话来说,
in the mind of God,
在神的心思里面,
that is what the seven churches should be.
七个教会应该是这样。
You know, that is the spiritual reality.
这个是属灵的实际。
That is the heavenly pattern.
这个是属天的形的样式。
And the situation on earth should be as close to the heavenly pattern as possible.
在地上的教会应该跟天上的样式是越近越好的。
You know, the success and the failure of the church
教会的成功和失败
is not measured by quantity.
不是数量来到量度。
It's not measured by how many people you have.
不是你有多少人来到量度。
It's not measured by how much activity you have.
不是你有多少活动来到量度。
But it's measured by how close you are to the heavenly pattern.
你和属天的那个模式有多相近。
How close you are to the idea that God has for His church.
有多少是从神的心思里面觉得教会应该是怎样。
And then you have one like the Son of God in the midst of the seven.
你睇见嗰度有一位好似人子嚟到喺啲金灯台当中。
Now, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹
，here you see the seven lampstands as the background.
我哋睇见呢七个金灯台系嗰个嘅背景
，and the foreground is one like the Son of God.
啊！而喺呢个嘅台前系有呢个人子喺个灯台当中。
Now of course we know this one like the Son of Man is none other but the risen Lord。
我哋知道呢个人子唔再系别个，系我哋复活嘅主。
He has risen。
啊！佢已经复活啦。
He is now in heaven。
啊！佢依家已经喺天上边啦。
In the spiritual reality。
喺我属灵嘅实际嘅里面。
So here you find our Lord Jesus is in the midst of the seven golden
lamps.
He is there
right
as the great high priest. Because by the description that follows, you can see he is the high priest. You remember when our Lord Jesus was risen from the dead. And then he was ascended up to heaven. In Psalm 110, it says, maybe we can look at it and it will help us.
或者我哋读诗篇110篇会帮我哋。
Psalm 110。
诗篇110篇。
Verse 4。
第四节。
Jehovah has sworn and will not repent. Thou art priest forever.After the order of Melchizedek.
耶和华起誓言，绝不后悔说，你是照着麦基洗德的等次，永远为祭司。
Maybe we should go back to verse 1.
或者我读埋第一节。
Jehovah said unto my Lord, Sit at my right hand until I put thine enemies a footstool of thy feet.
耶和华对我主说：你坐在我的右边，等我剪你十乘十乘的脚踏。
And then verse 4.
第四节。
Jehovah has sworn and will not repent that will preach forever after the order of Melchizedek.
耶和华起誓，绝不后悔说：你照着麦基洗德的等次，永远为祭司。
You know, when our Lord Jesus was on earth,
你知道当我们主耶稣在地上的时候
，He was the anointed prophet.
啊，佢系嗰个被高立嘅先知。
By that it means that he was sent by God to bring us a message.
啊，换句简单嘅换句嚟讲咧，话神差派佢嚟到传递神啊，就系嘅一啲嘅信息。
Not only to bring us a message, but also to accomplish a mission.
啊，唔单止佢系俾我啲信息，佢话系要完成啊一个使命。
And that mission is the work of redemption.
嗰个嘅使命系救赎嘅工作。
Now after the work was done,
啊，当呢个工作完成之后
，He was raised up and he was ascended to heaven.
啊，佢就被啊复活，佢就啊升到天上边。
And when he ascended to heaven,
啊，当升到天上边嘅时候
，God said to him,
神就同佢讲
，Sit at my right hand,
坐喺我嘅右边。
You know, and until I put all your enemies under your foot.
啊，直到我将你所有嘅仇敌系跌在摆喺你做成你嘅脚跟。
And also at the same time,
同时
，the Lord sworn,
啊，主就起誓
，that I will anointed you as the high priest.
啊，可以高立你作为大祭司。
As a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek.
乃是在麦基洗德嘅等次，永远为祭司。
So today our Lord Jesus in heaven.
啊，今日我哋嘅主喺天嘅上边。
He is the great high priest.
佢系我哋嗰个啊系尊荣嘅大祭司。
And he ministered in the true tabernacle.
佢喺嗰个真嘅圣所嚟到，真嘅会幕嚟到服侍。
And that is what you see in this vision.
啊，呢个我哋睇见啊，喺呢个意象里边就睇见系咁啦。
Here you find our Lord Jesus was ministering to the seven churches.
我哋睇见主喺度服侍七个嘅教会。
Now I wonder,
我咁样谂
，How much do you know about the high priesthood?Of our Lord Jesus.
我有几多认识我哋嘅主耶稣嗰个嘅大祭司嘅啊等次咧？睇下啦。
You know, we know the work of our Lord Jesus on earth.
我知道耶稣基督喺地上边嘅工作。
That he is our Savior.
佢系作我哋嘅救主。
That he accomplished the work of redemption for us.
啊，佢完成我哋完成救赎嘅大功。
That's what he did.
啊，呢个佢做嘅。
And on the cross, he said, "It is finished."
啊，喺十字架上面佢话成了。
The work is done.
啊，呢个工作做完啦。
But do we know what he is doing now in heaven?
但系我依家知唔知道喺天上面做紧乜嘢咧？
You know, once there was an elderly sister.
你知道有一次一个年老嘅姊妹。
She was quite illiterate.
啊，佢系唔识字嘅。
But she believed in the Lord Jesus as her Savior.
啊，但佢相信耶稣基督作佢嘅救主。
And the story was said that once she asked to be baptized.
啊，嗰个故事就咁样讲，啊，佢有一次佢想嚟到去受浸。
And of course, before she was permitted to be baptized.
啊，当然佢哋啊被准许受浸之前
，she was to be examined.By the elders.
啊，当啊长老系就要去嚟到去啊系啊同佢倾下。
And one of the questions put to her was this.
一个问题就咁样问佢
，What is the Lord doing in heaven today?
耶稣基督今日天上面做紧乜嘢啊
？Do you know what her answer was?
你知唔知佢嘅答案系乜嘢咧？
佢都回答。
啊，佢谂乜嘢
？Oh, he said the Lord is there.Looking down upon the earth,
我哋嘅主喺天上边坐喺度望落地上边
，and he tried to find fault in me.
啊，佢就喺我身上边睇我有咩嘅错处。
That is what he is doing there.
啊，佢喺度在做啲嘢啦。
No, brothers and sisters, you know better.
唔系，弟兄姊妹，我哋知道嘅系咁清楚啦。
That's what our Lord was doing there.
我哋嘅主唔喺嗰度咁样做。
But our Lord is not there sleeping.
但我嘅主唔喺嗰度瞓紧觉喎。
Even though the Bible says he ascended on high and sat at the right hand of God.
所以圣经话俾我哋听，星斗星天啊，坐喺神嘅右边。
Now when do you sit？
你坐喺边度啊？你几时坐啊
？When the work is done。
当你做完嘢嘅时候，你就坐低。
Then you sit down。
啊，你就坐低啦。
Because the work of redemption was done。
啊，因为就算工作已经做完啦。
So our Lord sat there。
所以你嘅主坐喺度。
But at the same time，
但同时
，He was there， not there doing。
啊，佢嗰度
doing nothing. Actually, our Lord is very, very active and busy today. Because on the basis of his earthly work, as the Savior, he is now being anointed as the great high priest to bring us into all the fullness of his salvation. You know, brothers and sisters, if you believe in the Lord Jesus as your Savior, thank God you are saved. But how can you be saved to the end? How can you be saved to the uttermost? How can you live your Christian life day by day? You are saved. Yes. But are you able to overcome the world? Are you able to overcome the temptation? Are you able to be kept to the very end? Are you able to grow as you should? All these depend upon knowing Christ as our high priest. That is the whole book of Hebrews. You know, the book of Hebrews is telling us nothing but this one thing. Christ is not only your Savior. He is your high priest. He ever lived interceding for you. He is able to save you to the
uttermost.
Brothers and sisters, without his help, without his dispensing grace to us, without his intercession, without the working of the Holy Spirit in our life, we will never be able to live a Christian life as we should. We can go to him because he is so sympathetic. He is so merciful. He knows our infirmity. He prayed for us. He gave grace to us. He supports us through the power of the Holy Spirit that we may be whole, be saved to the end. It is the work of Christ as high priest. So we need to know Christ as our high priest. And through him, we come to the throne of God and receive mercy and grace for our daily needs. But we often think of Christ as the high priest in a personal way.
Now,
that is very true. He is your high priest. He is my high priest. He is praying for you. He is praying for me. I'll use an illustration. Even when he was on earth, before he actually taking up the work of intercession, you remember before his death, he told his disciples that he will go to the cross, he will die, and all the disciples will fled. And Peter said no. Others may flee. But
not
I will go with you unto death.
走嘅。
And you remember what our Lord said?
你記得我哋嘅主點樣講咧
？Simon，
佢話西門。
Do you know？
你知唔知道
？That Satan tried to shift you。
啊，撒旦想知你都犀利。
But I have prayed for you。
但我為你求禱告。
That your faith will not fail。
以致你嘅信心唔會停低。
You all recover。
啊，當你回頭嘅時候
，Praise
your brother。堅固你嘅弟兄。
You know even there。
咁你嗰時
候 ，My Lord was already exercising His work as our high priest。
我哋嘅主喺嗰度已經嚟到作佢作大祭司嘅嗰個工作啦。
This is the prayer of our Lord for you and for me。
係我哋嘅主嘅禱告，為你為我。
That we are here today。
我哋今日當然喺呢度。
But we always apply the high priesthood of Christ personally。
啊、我哋都自然用基督嘅作大祭司喺我哋个人嘅身上。
Thank God there is a personal aspect。
我哋感谢神系有个人嘅一面。
But here you find the high priesthood of our Lord is also for the church。
啊、但喺呢度啊，呢、这个大祭司嘅啊职份啊系就教会噶。
You know in heaven today。
喺天上边今日
，our Lord is our high priest。
我哋嘅主系我哋嘅大祭司
，ministering to。The church.
是为着宗教会来的服事。
That is what you find in this Patmos.
我们就是这个佛摩的佛摩岛的意象，我们就看见这个这件事了。
The risen Lord,
我们复活的主
is ministering to the churches as the great high priest.
是为着教会宗教会来到作大祭司。
It is only through his ministry.
但是透过他的职事
that eventually the church will become that golden lampstand.
最终使教会能够成为金灯台。
But here there's another point I want to point out.
但呢度另一点我想指出嘅。
And that is, you see the relationship between Christ and the church.
我哋睇见教会同基督嘅关系。
Christ is the head.
基督系头。
The church is the body.
教会系身体。
He is always above.The church is below.
教会下面的。
You know, so here in this vision,
所以在这个的意象里
you'll find Christ is in the foreground.
你看见基督在这个台前。
The church is on the left.
教会在这个背景。
You know, the church is served as the background.
教会在这个中央在作为背景。
So that Christ can be lifted up.
也是基督能够被高举。
And that order,should not be changed.
这个秩序不应该被改变的。
You know, today,
今天我们知道
among God's people,
在神的子民当中
many just neglect the church.
很多人疏忽不理教会。
They think that their own personal spiritual life is everything.
他们以他们个人属灵的生活是一切的。
But there are other people,
但是有另一些人
who emphasize the church too much.
强调教会太多了。
Emphasize the church above Christ.
将教会强调到甚至超过基督。
And you know it's very wrong.
你知道这个是分错。
So there is a church that says the church speaks.
所以有教会话教会咁讲。
The church speaks.
教会咁讲。
Whatever the church say.
无论教会点样讲。
In spite of the Bible.
你正经系讲乜嘢？
No, that's Roman Catholic.
呢个系天主教。
They put the church above Christ.
所以将教会摆基督嘅上边。
That is wrong.
呢个错。
Christ is always in the foreground.
基督应该常常嘅喺台前。
The church is in the background.
教会应该系个背景。
The church is the lampstand.
教会系个灯台。
To uplift the light.
嚟到将光嚟到高举。
So I hope we will always remember.
我希望我哋常常记住。
In this Patmos vision, you do not have the description of the golden lampstand. If you want to know the description of the golden lampstand, you have to go back to Exodus chapter
25.
But it does give us a detailed description of Christ our high priest.
但呢度一个好详尽嘅形容我哋嘅呢个大祭司系点样
？Because God wants us to know His Son as our high priest.
因为神想我哋认识佢嘅儿子，系作我哋嘅大祭司。
Now let us you go through it very quickly.
然后你很快的，你就慢慢睇睇。
Revelation chapter
1。啊，启示录第一章。
There are a tenfold description of our Lord as our high priest. First, you find in verse 13. And in the midst of the seven lampstands, one like Son of Man.
七个灯台当中有一个一位好像人子。
You know, when our Lord Jesus walked on earth, He often called Himself the Son of Man. Even though He is the Son of God, but when He came upon this earth and took up the form of a man, He always stands in the position of the Son of Man. He said the Son of Man can do nothing by himself. The Son of Man cannot even speak by himself. Whatever the Father said, then He says, whatever the Father does, then He does. So, dear brothers and sisters, throughout this earthly life, we stand in the place of the Son of Man. You remember how Satan tempted him. Say, if you are the Son of God, you can turn the stone into bread. But our Lord said, no. Men do not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth. In other words, you always stand in the position of the Son of Man. Because in that position, you prove to the world that He was the purest, the perfect man. He is the ideal man. He is the man that God created. Sinless. Pure. Obedient to the Father. Even unto death. And brothers and sisters, so he always says he's the Son of Man. But why is it here? He said, what like the Son of Man? You know, this kind of description, you can find in the Old Testament. In the book of Daniel. I think it is in Daniel chapter 7. Maybe we look at it. Daniel chapter 7. Verse
13.
I saw in the night visions, and behold, there came with a cloud of heaven one like a Son of Man.
但以理书第七章第十三节，我在夜间的异象中观看，见有一位像人子的驾着天云来。
And he came up even to the Ancient of Days, and they brought him near before him.
被领到紧箍神在者面前。
Now Daniel, in a vision,
但以理在异象里面。
He saw the Ancient of Days. That is God. And he saw one like the Son of Man. Being led to the Ancient of Days. And received from him dominion and power and authority. Now that is a prophecy. So it was prophesied before Christ came into this world. Therefore it said, like the Son of Man. Now, in Revelation chapter 1, again you think, you say, is described as one like the Son of Man. Why? Because this Son of Man has returned to heaven. And He is in glory. not in humiliation.
He is
like a son of
God.
But we know without doubt
that
this is our Lord's
name.
That he has ascended up on
high.
And he received glory. So he is now in glory. Our Lord Jesus is in glory. You remember in John chapter
17,
our Lord Jesus mentioned two glories. He said, Father, I return to the glory that I shared with you even before the world was. That is the glory of the Son of God. Now he returned to that glory. You know, he left that glory to come down to earth. Now he is returning to that glory. The glory of God. That the Son shared with the Father. And nobody can share that glory. But towards the end of his prayer, he said, I pray that those who believe in me will see the glory that thou hast given to
me.
It is given to him. Why? Because as a Son of Man, he has accomplished that work. So he is given that glory. So here you find our Lord Jesus as a Son of Man, he is in glory. And one day, he will be many sons in glory. Brothers and sisters, so here you see the glory of our Lord Jesus. Then the second description. Clothed with a garment reaching to the feet. Now, the priests in the early days, they were a long garment. So by the garment you can recognize that our Lord Jesus in glory served as the great high priest. And girt about at the breast with a golden girdle. You know, in the old days, because they were a long garment. So when you want to work, you have to gird up your loins. So that the flowing garment will not interfere with your working. But here you'll find the girdle is around his breast. And it is golden girdle. Now breast always represents affection, love. And golden girdle represents pure love, the love of God. So you find our Lord as the great high priest. He is girded with a pure love.
The love of God
for us. What a high priest we
have.
How he loves us and loves us to the end. Brothers and sisters, that should be a great encouragement to us. That our Lord is not looking upon us and trying to find fault. He is full of love towards us. And then you find his head and hair white like white wool as snow. Now that represents his is full of wisdom. Now people with white hair should be wiser. But unfortunately sometimes they are not. And I'm one of them. But here you are, Lord Jesus. He says, all white as wool as snow. He is full of as our high priest. He knows just exactly how to deal with us. He knows what we need. And he knows how to supply grace to us. And then you'll find, and his eyes as flame of fire. In other words, he can look into us. You remember when Simon Peter was first brought to Jesus. In John chapter 1. You know what the scripture said? The Lord looked at him. But the word look in the origin is looking him up and down. And looking into him. So the Lord said, you're Simon. My grace will turn you into a stone. A living stone. To be built into the house of God. Brothers and sisters, Simon was a person who liked to talk. Before you say anything, he will say first. But here you find. He was speechless. Because the Lord looked into him. He saw him through and through. So he was speechless. The eyes of the Lord is a flame of fire. Isn't it terrible? Isn't it wonderful? You know, you cannot hide anything from him. He can look you through and through. But with love. You want to transform. From dust to stone. Then you find and his feet like fine brass as burning in a furnace. Now brass in the scripture always represents judgment and righteousness. In other words, here you find our Lord Jesus is full of righteousness. And because he is righteous, he will judge everything that is unrighteous. He will search out every sin in order to deal away with it. That's why the altar is made of bread. So, brothers and sisters, whatever he sees that is not of God, he will judge it. He will stand for it. And he will catch it. And then it says, and his voice as the voice of many waters. In other words, it shows the majestic, the mightiness of his voice. When God spoke, the people said it thundered. And so mighty. Nothing can resist. And then you find, and having in his hand seven stars. Now the seven stars is explained in verse 20. The seven stars represent the seven angels of the church. Now, without going into detail, the angel, the word angels there in the original is messengers. And messengers can be terrestrial or celestial. If it's celestial, then it's angel. If it's terrestrial, it is man. So in the church, there are always people who are made responsible spiritually for the church. And they are the stars. But thank God they are in the hand of Christ. In other words, not only they are responsible, but He will also be responsible to them. If you are very healthy, you have rosy cheek. You are confident will show your inward situation. So it shows the inward beauty of our Lord. Now, brothers and sisters, this is the high priest of the church. And he is there ministering to these
churches.
That is the big one. And today he is doing the same. We on earth as his churches. There in heaven. His ministry dispensing his grace to bring the church into what it should be. We are not what we should be today. But He is there to bring us there. But strangely, when John saw that vision, you know what happened to John? He fell down on the ground and was dead. Brothers and sisters, now who is this John? You know John in the Gospel according to John is called the disciple whom Jesus loved. And you remember at the Lord's table how he leaned upon the breast of our Lord Jesus. There was no one that knew the Lord Jesus better than John. When our Lord was on earth, he was the first one who followed the Lord. And he was the last one who was still living. He had a long history with our Lord Jesus. He knew the Lord so much. And he was so intimate with the Lord. Strange to say. When he saw this vision of the Lord, he fell down at one day. Because he was given a new, fresh vision of the
vision.
He knew the Lord on earth so well. But he need to know the Lord in heaven. And when he saw the glory of the Lord, and when he realized the situation of the church, among which he labored, he felt he was so far short of the glory. So he was bitter to
him.
Brothers and sisters, this is what we should feel today. If we know the glory of the Lord, and we know our situation, brothers and sisters, we will repent in dust and ashes.
我哋喺牢关里边嚟到悔改懊悔。
不单个，
我哋感谢神。
Our Lord touched John。
我哋嘅主嚟到摸佢。
And said, "Fear not."
佢话唔好惧怕。
I'm the first and the last.
我系首先嘅，我系最后嘅。
And the living one.
我系嗰个活着嘅。
I have died.
我曾死过。
But I'm living.
现在又活了。
And living forevermore.
直活到永永远远。
And I have the keys of death and Hades.
我同埋所有电脑电脑电脑电脑电脑
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹
this is the testimony of Jesus.
呢个就耶稣基督嘅见证。
He tells us who he is.
佢话俾我听佢边个。
He is the first.
佢第一个。
He is the last.
所以最后嗰个。
He is the living one.
佢系活着嘅。
But he came and died for us.
佢曾经嚟过为我哋死。
He rose from the dead.
佢从死里复活。
And he lived forevermore.
佢永远活着。
And he has overcome death and Hades.
佢胜过死亡同阴间。
And brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹,
because of what he is,
因为他所做的,
he is able to bring us to where we should.
他能够把我们带到去我们应该的地方。
He will fulfill his work as the great high priest.
他要得到满足他作大祭司的职事。
Therefore,
所以,
we need to yield ourselves to him.
我们要顺服我们的主,
and allow him.Work out
for his salvation.
Both individually,
and in common,
and
praise to God. And
praise
to God. And praise to God.
Dear Heavenly Father, we want your family. Because it is thy good pleasure to revive and reveal thy Son in us. We do thank thee for thou hast revealed him to us as our Savior. But dear God, I want to reveal him today as our High Priest. The High Priest that can save us to the
uttermost.
The High Priest that can bring the church into glory.
是那个大祭司能够将教会带到荣耀里的。
Oh Lord, how we need to depend on
you. 我们的主啊，何等需要你。
And look to thy sufficient grace.
是仰望你的足够的恩典。
That thou mayest be glorified.
以致你的名字得到荣耀。
We ask in thy precious
name. 我们奉你宝贵的名字来祷告。